It was a real party with music, food, memorabilia, and, of course, speeches in tents in a parking lot. Dr. Edward J. Meyer opened the then Buffalo City Hospital on Grider Street 100 years ago today. It was aimed at TB patients and those who were suffering from the continuing Spanish flu epidemic. There were 415 beds. Today, the hospital is a vast expanse of buildings with tens of millions of dollars in expansions, additions, and renovations continuing on that same Grider Street site. President and CEO Thomas Quattrocci says the hospital is a place where people heal and move forward.
ECMC offers obviously a place of hope and healing. You know, we have saved many, many lives in this community, generations. There's neighbors, relatives, friends walking around this community because of ECMC. In fact, one of our trauma victims that survived is recently had a baby. So there's generations of people walking around this community, and there's going to be generations that come for the next 100 years.
Quattrocci and staffers talk about how what was once a narrow hospital of last resort has become the first choice for medical care of many across the region, not just in ECMC's neighborhood. So often the phrase in the news is, the victims were taken to ECMC. Staffers are proud they can heal so many of those people. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.